Welcome to the Campus Ministry Heritage and History podcast series from Dominican University of California. This podcast series has been organized by Sister Mary Sower and is made possible through the joint effort of Campus Ministry, the Communication and Media Studies Department, and Penguin Radio.
So welcome everyone to the 2020 Fall Dominican Heritage and History Lecture Series sponsored by Campus Ministry. I'm Sister Mary Sower, the director. Father Edward Skillebeck, a Dominican theologian from Belgium who lived from 1914 to 2009, wrote that the story of Dominicans can only be kept alive by live Dominicans. And we at Campus Ministry also believe in the gift of storytelling. Today, we are honored to have Allison Kustik, a member of the class of 2021, who has reflected on her time at Dominican. She has entitled her presentation, My Dominican Home. Welcome and thank you, Allison.
Thank you, Sister Mary. I'm so excited to be here. I did just receive a notification that my internet is unstable. So if you can't hear me at any point, just tell me, please. But thanks everyone for being here. I'm so excited to see so many familiar names. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Dominican's campus, this is the gazebo, which is sort of my home within the Dominican home, which is the Department of our political science. And so we live in this building and I've been missing it while I'm away. But I put together just a little PowerPoint that's pretty simple. If you know me, you know that I love pictures. And those make me really happy. So Sister Mary is going to graciously share her screen because I'm having some internet troubles today. And I just wanted to tell you a little bit about some of the things that have made Dominican special for me. So this is my Dominican home, and this photo was actually taken of me on my very first day, move-in day, shortly before I met Sister Mary for the first time when my parents left me, and my mom still is to this day. She was like, I knew you were going to be fine when I left you with a sister. All right, next slide, please. Right. So I'm a political science major here at Dominican, and it has been 3.5 years, half a year too short, of so much fun and learning. And these are some of my favorite moments from political science. So I have this slide and another one about political science. But we have something that we instituted in the department called the Alumni Student Mixer that you can see up there on the top left. And that has been a great opportunity to connect with alumni in the department. And you'll see a little bit later that I've actually received internship opportunities with alumni who have graduated in the past. Jordan's on this call today, and I took a public history course with him where we did messaging and education for the Angel Island Immigration Station. And I had the privilege of running a simulation of what it would be like for an immigrant to come through the station. And that has been one of my favorite courses at Dominican. So not strictly a political science course, but within the realm. There's also been so many opportunities I've had connected to political science that haven't been courses. So I've had an opportunity to do Model United Nations. That's myself and two of my colleagues in Berkeley at a Model UN conference. I've been a participant in the Dominican Political Science Association and had the privilege of being the president of the club for 2 years. And something of my favorite things that we did this year before everything shut down was our Iowa straw poll. And you can see that photo over there. My first year, I had the pleasure of going to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and we got to visit that space, and it's really been wonderful to go to school so close to this working piece of our justice system. And you know, not everyone has that opportunity, but we're really close to San Francisco. So that was one of my favorite memories from a power, order, and justice course my first year. We've put on election night watch parties and election day events. And so these are some of my favorite photos with other strong and powerful women in politics in the political science department. Next slide, please. All right. And so then one of my very favorite things about Dominican has been my opportunity to participate in debate. So these five photos here on the left have been photos from my time participating in debate. We've gone to travel tournaments in Washington State a few times. And here have been some of my debate partners and other colleagues who've debated with me. And that was something that I'd never debated before, but Dominican told me that it doesn't matter, just come to the meeting, and I did. And it's been an amazing 3 years of learning a new skill, becoming more confident as a public speaker. And I think it's something that's unique to smaller schools. It wasn't a very competitive environment for me. They welcomed everyone. And it's been one of my favorite Dominican memories. Other fun things with Dominican political science have been participating in Dominican radio, which I guess in some ways I'm doing it again here today as it's being recorded. National voter registration days. I have a passion for civic engagement, so those days have always been fun for me. In Constitution Day, educating more of our campus about our Constitution and how it's a living document for us. And then Ignite has been another club that I've been involved with on campus. And these are some photos of me doing a resume and cover letter workshop, as well as lobbying at the Capitol in Sacramento through Ignite.
Not yet, but don't worry.
Next slide, please.
No, you got a ton of stuff going on, Kim.
Sister Mary, I think you're muted. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Somehow we ended up at the end.
Perfect. Okay, Mark, could you please mute your microphone? Thanks.
Okay. Yes. All right. So then, sort of closely related to Dominican, my political science experience here at Dominican has been my opportunity to participate in internships. And so I mentioned earlier that I've had the opportunity to connect with alumni in the political science department. And two of those alumni are Sydney and Samantha, who work in the office of U.S. now Vice President-elect Kamala Harris in Sacramento. And so I had the opportunity to do an internship in that office the summer after my sophomore year. And then my junior year, I hadn't really planned on doing an internship, but I was encouraged by a political science professor to do an internship with the Marin County Supervisors. So that is me interning there again just before we shut down, and I had to finish the rest of my internship online. And then I passed it off to Julia, who's now doing work. Well, she was doing work with the census, and now she runs our lovely Marin County Instagram account. But that was really wonderful work to learn about the census, which is so important for our country. And it was something that I didn't know a lot about, but this internship opened my eyes to. And then one of my favorite Dominican internships was my opportunity to be a 2020 Panetta Institute for Public Policy congressional intern. And the plan was for me to be in Washington, D.C. this semester, but that wasn't in the books. But I did have an incredible 2 weeks learning from academics, congressional leaders, policy experts, nonprofit CEOs about a number of different policy areas and issue areas for our country with students from other university campuses. And so that was my internship at the beginning of this summer, and I just thankfully submitted the paper for that. I know that probably everything I'm saying is my favorite, but that's just how much I love Dominican. But when people ask me why I chose Dominican, one of the first things I say is community, because the first time I stepped onto Dominican's campus, I couldn't stop smiling. And it felt like a community, a family here, and that has been my experience truly. So these are some of my favorite memories of community time with Dominicans. So SLT and campus ministry has been a huge part of that for me. It's in a group on campus that I can grow with, that I can lead with, that I can lean on. And I love the programming we put on for the community, because it's something that asks people to take a step back and reflect and pause and ask questions about the world And those have been, I think those are some of the best learning experiences we have in college. So I'm happy to be part of that team that allows me to bring that to this community. Young Life has been another great organization for me that I've connected with at Dominican. And they are people who, have really made me feel like I have a home here at Dominican. Some of the first people to welcome me and invite me to things and give me a reason to stay here on weekends. And then orientation is where you meet your friends at Dominican, I think. In this human pyramid on the right is my friend Dante, who was my first friend at Dominican and I'm still friends with as we get ready to graduate. And then on the left is another human pyramid, an orientation tradition. And in this one, I'm an orientation leader, but the girl in the top next to me in the middle, Devin, is then someone I ended up living with later. So I think orientation at Dominican gives you ready-made friends, and it's a community to hold with you through more than just your week of orientation. Some other fun things are, I think, even if you just have classes with people, you can create a community outside of that. So that's been my experience within the political science department. I'm really glad that it's small because of that. It's all of us going out to lunch together, doing something other than classes. And then I also had the opportunity to be a sophomore class senator my sophomore year. And I really liked that we could bring people together in community that way and bring our class together for fun events. So this was one of the events that we put on for that. Next slide, please. All right, a little bit more community for you. Roommates living on campus has brought me that community. San Rafael favorites, Carney, I know that you're here and I know that we have spent way too much time at Double Rainbow together, but that's some of the great parts of Dominican, I think, is the community you can find on and off campus, the big event. And that is my entire poli-sci cohort. That's, I know it's small, but that's one of the things I love about Dominican is that we have this really great friendship because of it. This community, even in times of distance. So this is some of my friends and I gathering out at Meadowlands at the very beginning of this pandemic, still trying to create some safe in-person community. The Honors Department has been a wonderful resource for me. This was a hike I did. I was not even in an honors course at this time, but was invited to join the hike. And that's how I actually met Professor Amy Young and then took a course of hers later because I liked that hike so much. On the far left, I think that a big part of my Dominican experience has in some ways, unfortunately, been disasters. I have a whole tab on my email labeled "The World Falls Apart," and I've saved things from Paul emailing us about the school shutting down for fires and power outages and the pandemic. And I try to find the silver linings is that, this is me with my friend Hannah, is that you can really draw close to people and go through something challenging together and become stronger. And I took this photo. These are masks for fires, not for the pandemic. And, I thought that was going to be a really cool picture. And now everyone has a billion pictures with masks on. Another photo of just the community that Residence Life creates. This was a decoration that I did with some friends and I, and that brought us together. And then quite possibly one of the most emotional photos I have of my time here at Dominican is this photo, bottom and center of myself and Paul and my roommate, Mei Ling, holding hands together during the school walkout in protest of gun violence. And that was something that happened my first year that was very difficult to kind of reckon with it. This is the world that we live in, and this is a world that I'm going to go into and hopefully want to change so this doesn't happen. And I remember standing there and had no idea someone was taking this photo, but to see it later, I just think Paul's face is the best in this. He just is standing up for his students, and that makes me very proud to go to Dominican. All right, so I think I didn't really know what to title this, so I just went with unique experiences. But these are some things that when I look back at Dominican, I just think, where in the world else can you have these experiences? I've just been able to do so much in my time at Dominican. So as I mentioned earlier, I had the opportunity to serve in student government and have an opportunity to serve my entire university and see what that looks like. My first year, I drove to Los Angeles and back in a weekend before finals, and it was actually a great experience. And we went to the United State of Women. This was part of Ignite, and we heard Michelle Obama speak and lots of other leaders, and that was a great experience. Debate part two, because I love it so much. So more debate tournaments. This is myself and my debate partner, Julia. That has been an integral part of my Dominican experience. Student life, being a part of it, whether it was for club leadership or student government or SLT, the retreats I've been on with them have taught me so much about being inclusive and thinking about what others' experiences are like in the world that might be different than mine, and asking myself to create an inclusive space for others. And that has been one of the biggest things I've learned from my student life experiences at Dominican. In 2018, I traveled to New York City, and you'll hear more about that experience in another section of this presentation with Sister Mary and a few others. And this was wonderful for me. The conference we attended was great, which you'll hear more about, but just the opportunity to see things like the UN, which was maybe my favorite as a political science major. I loved that. And then also my sophomore year, I did a lot my sophomore year. I was very busy. I spoke on a panel with two congressmen and other high school and college students about gun violence. So that's something that has, again, unfortunately, been a recurring theme through my time at Dominican, but I was grateful for the opportunity to speak to leaders and to the community about something that I care about in the effort of making change. All right, just a few more unique experiences. Another thing that I tell people I really like about Dominican when I'm giving tours as a student ambassador are the leadership lecture series. And these are some of, they were all my favorite, to be honest. So I guess that doesn't make them a favorite, but I love them all. These are some of my photos from David Brooks, Abby Wambach, William Castro. And it's been wonderful to hear from people who have unique perspectives on the world and have lived lives much longer than mine, who have wisdom to share with me, and the Dominican gives me an opportunity to attend these and I free of charge and just hear from world leaders is incredible, and that's something I've loved in my time here. And then orientation leaders, if you can't tell already, loved them with all my heart, and so to be able to welcome new students into this space was really wonderful, and I have enjoyed doing that in my time at Dominican. Okay, and I mentioned just a little bit ago, but Student Ambassadors is something I am part of at Dominican, so I joined that group 3 years ago now, and it has been welcoming students to Dominican before they're students, when they're just thinking about Dominican, and this is where I get to tell them why I chose this place, why it's special to me, and why I think they should go here and have the incredible experiences and education that I have had. And then I also participated in a leadership conference through Dominican, and this was with other students from other universities. And this was a summer program, and it asked me to set goals for the future. And one of my goals that I set here was to increase civic engagement. And that has been something I've been working on since this conference. I think one of the things it taught me most about my goal is how easy it is to get wrapped up in what the world thinks of you or what you're, in the struggle for power maybe, but that you should be, it asked me to look at doing things from the heart because I believe that it's good, and to sort of let what the noise of the world fade away in pursuit of that goal. Next slide, please. Okay, traditions is another great thing that I love about Dominican. So I sort of did these in an annual way. So this is the pumpkin patch and corn maze, which I've been to with multiple groups on campus, Young Life and Ambassadors. And that's just a fun thing I can do every year. The trick or treat for canned goods has been not only a fun event, but it's incredible to see the work we can do for the community by partnering with our neighbors here at Dominican and going beyond just our little Dominican community, but to connect with the neighbors and bring a resource that people really need. And so that's something I have enjoyed participating in my time here, even when it's virtual. I enjoy that too. The university Thanksgiving dinner is a wonderful experience. That top right photo is us cleaning the dining hall for the Thanksgiving dinner, to give you some context there. And I just got COVID tested at Dominican so that I can hopefully go this year. That's how much I enjoy it. And then my freshman year was sort of a twofer with the university Thanksgiving dinner and receiving my class shield, because convocation didn't happen because of fires, but convocation is another tradition that I have enjoyed participating in, to be recognized for my achievements, but then to also see the incredible work of my peers. And it always makes me proud to see how many people are standing on that stage. And I really like the tradition of passing something through the generations, a shield for people to be reminded of. And one of my favorite things on my shield is a solar eclipse, because the day I started college was a solar eclipse, and that is forever memorialized on my class shield. And I don't know that I would have remembered that as much as I have if it hadn't been on the class shield. Next slide, please. All right, and then the other part of the year for traditions, the university tree lighting and caroling has been a favorite of mine. So here's some photos of me participating throughout the years. And that's something that we're gearing up to do again in campus ministry. And I'm excited. I'm coordinating with the student ambassador team right now to get our caroling submitted for the year. Desserts and de-stress with the sisters has always been fun. I think that's great to connect our Dominican heritage with the sisters, and then to just relax a bit for before finals. So that's something I've always enjoyed. And then commencement, I enjoy that as well. And I like that I can volunteer as an undergraduate student before I have graduated to celebrate our seniors who have achieved so much. And it makes me excited for my commencement in less than a month now, whatever that looks like, my graduation. Next slide, please. Okay, another big part of my Dominican experience here has been international learning. And if someone had told me I would be able to travel to 3 different countries in my time in college through my university, I would have been shocked if someone had told me that before I came. But it's been true for me. And Dominican Campus Ministry has made it educationally possible, financially possible, for me to experience different cultures of the world and learn about the lives others live in different parts of the world. So these are 2 of the trips I've been on: the El Salvador immersion trip, which I attended almost on a whim in my first year. Someone was like, just go. And I was like, well, what if I wait 2 or 3 years? And now we don't sponsor the trip anymore. So I'm so glad I went when I did. And I learned about, he's now Saint Oscar Romero, who has an incredible story of standing up for God in times of civil war and violence. And he was actually shot. This is the photo at the bottom left of the altar he was shot on while saying mass. And he could see the bullet coming, and he took that rather than create a panic and cause more people to die in the church. And that has been an incredibly inspiring story for me that I carry with me my time at Dominican. This is also us learning about ecological issues in El Salvador, and it's given me a wide perspective on the role I have in the world as a United States citizen and the responsibility I have living in such a big and influential country, on the impact I have on people living in other places in the world. And that has inspired me to always to remember that in the work I go into in the future. And then one more note on the, or 2 more notes, is that this is a photo of us crashing a wedding in El Salvador accidentally and being able to bring up the gifts during mass. That was a really fun experience, and they were totally welcoming with us. And then this is a photo of myself throwing pottery. And this man here who's teaching me is deaf. And when I went to thank him at the end, I know a little bit of American Sign Language, so I went to motion with my finger on my chin to say thank you. And in the moment realized, I have no idea what I just signed to this man. Maybe thank you is totally different in Salvadoran Sign Language. But whether it was the correct sign or not, he understood what I was saying, and he understood my gratitude. And that is, I think, my favorite moment of traveling ever, is to just experience the shared humanity, like the commonalities of humanity in that moment. It was so special. I'll always carry it with me. And then just this past spring, I attended the La Bamba Alternative Spring Break trip and learned about issues at the border. And this was life-changing as well, to hear about the stories of people who are Americans, who have served America, who want to be American, who have so many challenges in doing this because of our attitudes within our country. And it's a very complex issue that I continue to educate myself on, but this trip really opened my eyes to the struggles and challenges on both sides of the border. Next slide, please. And then I couldn't talk about international learning without talking about my experience studying abroad in London, England. I really tried to immerse myself in that culture as much as I could. The photos of the fireworks are me attending Guy Fawkes Day, which is a British holiday. I attended, I toured Parliament there. I participated in Regent's Caroling, or Regent's University, if the university was at it, in England. And I did carols there, which are have a bit of a different theme than the US, but are still Christmas carols the same. So that was one of the cultural differences I learned out about. And then these three photos on the far left are some of my favorites from studying abroad, because these are actually short trips I took before my semester started, and they are students I met in at Dominican who studied abroad here, and then I got to go visit them. So my friend Eva, she lives in Poland now, and this is me making a traditional Polish meal in her house. And this was the day she graduated law school, Polish law school, but she had spent part of her time here at Dominican, so I was able to visit her. And then my friend Solveig, who was taking this photo, so she's not in it, she studied abroad here my first year, and she lives in Germany. And this is now her students, her eighth grade students, and she teaches English to them in Germany. And I was able to visit her class and speak with them in English a little bit. So not only did I get to go abroad and experience new cultures, but people have come here to Dominican, and I've been able to make friends with them and learn from them and visit them since. Next slide, please. And then I just wanted to throw in just a few fun, more fun photos from my time abroad, because it was filled with so many experiences. I made new friends from all over the world. I visited, you know, the United Nations, part three. I've now been to the three of the four centers. I saw places like Stonehenge that I wanted to see for years, visited new countries, made new friends. Yeah, so these are just some of my favorite photos from Switzerland, the UK, Scotland, Ireland, and Denmark and Sweden. So I packed a lot in, but that was all made possible because of Dominican. Next slide, please. Spirituality. I am Catholic, and I have been to Catholic schools my entire life, and that's something that I really like about Dominican, is the Catholic heritage here, and knowing that there was a home and campus ministry for me to explore my faith and grow deeper in that. So these pictures warm my heart maybe more than any of the photos in these slides, because these people have created a true home for me, have held my hand when I'm crying, when I'm going through hard times, have built me up, are supporting me. So many of you are on here to hear this presentation today. Sunday night masses have been a home for me at Dominican when the week feels really stressful and difficult. I come and I receive my spiritual food, and it spurs me on throughout the week. So I found a home in the chapel choir. I originally thought about playing my violin, and then Leonie, who was our previous leader, said, "Well, just sing for the first Sunday and then bring the violin the next week." And I never did bring the violin once for a praise and worship, but everything else has been singing. And it's something I didn't know I loved to do so much. And it then spurred me to take chorale later in my time at Dominican. So I learned a new skill, discovered a new love, and I've made some of the best friends ever. And this bottom left photo of us recreating the nativity is quite possibly my favorite photo of all of these. That's just the kind of fun-loving group that campus ministry is. Next slide, please. And just a little bit more on spirituality, I mentioned earlier, but I had the opportunity to attend a conference in Caldwell, New Jersey. And this was with lots of other students from other Dominican universities and colleges across the country. And I had no idea before this conference that the Dominican network was so wide. And I'm still friends with some of the people I met at that conference who live on the other side of the world. I learned in this conference that preaching is not just what I do on a podium with my words, but it's in my everyday actions. It's through things like art and music and service, as well as words. And that has been something I've tried to remember throughout my time in Dominican, and I hope I will remember throughout my life, is that preaching looks a little bit different to everyone, but spreading the message of God's love is what's important in there for me. So that was an incredible experience. The Siena leadership team, and you saw lots of photos of them on the slide before, but they have been a great support network for me, and I've loved sharing the Dominican ideals with the campus through the Siena leadership team. I have wanted to go on retreats with Dominican through most of my time here, and it seems like they always sync up with debate, and I've committed to debate before the retreat day comes out, but I snuck one in right before our world shut down, and I was so glad I did, because this was a weekend, a way of reflecting on friendship and love and making good memories and setting intentions for the year, which turned out to be so much more useful than I ever thought it would be to stay positive in this year of change and difference. And then I have a photo up here of a mass I went to in Switzerland during my time abroad. And one of my favorite things about traveling is attending mass in different languages, because it's something that I can still understand, and I know exactly where we're at and what we're doing, even if I don't understand the exact words that are being said. So I've had the opportunity to do that as well in El Salvador and in some of my time abroad. So that's been a wonderful thing about my time in Dominican. I've also been exposed to religions and belief systems that are different than my own. I've taken a world religions course, and this is a photo I really like of my friend Hannah and I during our holy celebration my first year. And that was something I didn't know much about until this event. So that's another part I've loved about the Dominican experience, is that all are welcome in everything that happens in campus ministry. I also had the wonderful opportunity to celebrate Hanukkah with Rabbi Schreibman, and those are experiences I don't know I would have gotten if I had been somewhere else for school. And then praise and worship is something I love. These are some of our online praise and worships that we've adapted, as well as an after-hours celebration of praise and worship in person. And those are great reflections for me throughout the week to take time back and spend it in community with others. Next slide, please. Okay, service has been another big part of my Dominican experience, and that makes sense because service is one of our Dominican ideals. So I've worked in the community garden at Dominican. This is me. I don't know what I'm planting, but I do remember I found a potato that day, so that was fun. this is us putting together lavender sachets for a fundraiser for Dominican as well. I volunteered at an astronomy night on Mount Tam my first year, setting up things for that event. The La Bamba spring break trip involved a lot of service as well as learning. So this is myself and my friends Kimmy and Ale serving in Casa de los Pobres. And that was an opportunity for me to see how others live their lives, the needs of others and me. I was washing dishes for, I don't know, maybe 2 hours at least, but I, you know, in an odd way, I really enjoyed it because I knew that just even in my small act of washing dishes, I was giving relief to someone else who does this with a much smaller crew every single day, and there is need for this day in and day out. And not only does this group just do things like serve meals, but they educate and they provide healthcare and they try to change the conditions of people's lives from the bottom up. And that was really inspiring for me to have a hand in. And then this is also me doing a water drop in the desert for migrants crossing the border who need that resource so badly. And so that was, I wrote a little prayer and a welcome message on my bottle of water. And I hope that it has or will soon find someone who really needs that resource and they're coming to this country. Next slide, please. And that's what I have for you today. I hope that you have enjoyed hearing all about my Dominican experience. This place will forever be a home for me. I'm already looking forward to the alumni events that I can come back to. And I just thought this would be fun to share with you the different photos. Since I was in kindergarten, my mom has taken photos of me in front of my house for the first day of school. And so I carried on that tradition on my own in college. So this is me in front of my Pennefort room in Edge Hill Village, and then in Reed Hall, which, you know, those of you from Dominican, you're like, where's that? Because it's in London. So that was my junior year. And then this year, I'm all dressed up because that was the first day of my Panetta internship. And I started it at home. So I've gone to college in more places than I ever thought I would, but it has been a wonderful journey. So thank you for listening.